Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام O Allah Kareem, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. Welcome once again, dear viewers. Your program that you are watching is Treasures of Wisdom. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We are back with a prophetic story, a hadith upon which we are going to elaborate, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. A beautiful discussion. Likewise, dear viewers, the hadith and the narration which we are going to explain, subhanallah, is a beautiful dialogue and discussion between Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal. Look at the questions which Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had asked his creator, and look at the answers which Allah Azza wa Jalla has given. What nasiha and advices we learn, dear viewers, will be overwhelming, inshallah. It will rectify and reform our actions, and we will find nearness to the creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In terms of taqwa and piety, we will find a spiritual boost, inshallah. Stay locked and tune with us if you want to learn more about this dialogue, dear viewers. May Allah Kareem, for the sake of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, forgive our sins. Let's start off with a beautiful narration, as the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, the closest person to me on the day of judgment will be the one who had recited the most amount of durood in the world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, the narration that is about to be presented has been mentioned in various books of ahadith. A famous narration, subhanallah, narrated by Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he states that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned that Musa alayhi salatu wasallam asked Allah azza wa jal about six characteristics. And these are those characteristics which Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had taught were purely for him alone. Allahu Akbar. So what are those characteristics? Oh my Lord, who among your slaves is the most pious? He, Allah Azza wa Jalla, said, the one who remembers me and does not forget. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asks, who among your slaves is most guided? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, the one who follows the guidance. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked, who among your slaves is the best in judgment? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who guides for people just as he would love to be guided himself. Allahu Akbar. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked, who among your slaves is the most knowledgeable? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, the one who is not satisfied and always has a thirst for knowledge. He adds the knowledge of the people that he gains to his own knowledge. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked, who among your slaves is the most honorable? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who forgives when he has power over others. Subhanallah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked, who among your slaves is the most content? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, the one who is pleased with what he has, yani he's content with what Allah has given him. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, who among your slaves is the poorest? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, the one who desires more than his need. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now, there is a beautiful hadith which is also mentioned in many books of ahadith, that the message of Allah Azza wa Jalla said, satisfaction
is not that which is apparent. Indeed, satisfaction is the satisfaction of the self, of the soul. If Allah Azza wa Jalla intends good for his slave, then he places satisfaction in his soul and his taqwa, yani fear and piety in his heart. And if Allah Azza wa Jalla does not intend well for his slave, then he places poverty, ghurba, wherever that person turns to. Keep this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam behind your mind, dear viewers of Madini channel, and look at this conversation once again. Let's once again elaborate on each question and answer exchanged by Allah Azza wa Jal and Kalimullah, Musa Kalimullah, subhanallah. The first question he asked, "Oh my Lord, who among your slaves is the most pious?" What did Allah Azza wa Jalla say? "The one who remembers Allah Azza wa Jalla and does not forget his creator." Dear viewers of Madini channel, the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla is one of those actions which are the most effective in this regard. And why not? Why should this not be the case when it bears witness to the love for the creator Allah Azza wa Jalla? Allahu Akbar. As it is the famous saying, "Man ahabba shay'an akthara dhikruhu." That which you love the most, you will remember the most, you will speak about that the most. And we speak about the dhikr of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam after the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. We speak about the pious predecessors, and the person whom you speak about the most is the one with whom you will resurrect on the day of judgment, dear viewers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now it is up to you, it is up to us as believers as to how much we want to be in the company of our creator Allah Azza wa Jal. If our tongues are moist with his dhikr and his remembrance, the more we remember Allah Azza wa Jalla, the more blessings we shall receive from the creator Allah Azza wa Jalla. The best dhikr, according to the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is La ilaha illallah. And the best dua is Alhamdulillah. What the hadith is, Afdalu dhikri La ilaha illallah wa afdalu dua'i Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah is the best dhikr, and Alhamdulillah is the best dua, best supplication, dear viewers of Madini channel, subhanallah. La ilaha illallah does not refer just to La ilaha illallah, but complete, including Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, subhanallah. So a person can only be a complete believer when he adds Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That the heart awakens to the combination of Allah's glorification and the Prophet's praises, dear viewers of Madini channel. And when the heart attains this contentment and satisfaction, a person attains nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allow for your heart to be absorbed and drowned in the love of your creator. His dhikr should be on your tongue at all times. You are driving, you are cooking, you are walking, you are moving, you are doing some household work, the household chores of the home. Or you are idle, you know, you are doing nothing for the day, you are quiet. Why should your tongue not be moist with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal? For every breath you take, for every time, subhanallah, you recite subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu. This will remove the rust from the heart. It will remove the love of the world from the heart. It will fill the heart with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when this love will overpower the heart, then a person will find himself distancing himself from the pleasures of the world. A person will remember death frequently. He will prepare for his akhirah. He will busy himself in making Allah happy than making the people of the world more happy. There is so much of attainment and blessings, dear viewers of Madini channel. Sayyidina Shaykh Muhyiddin Ibn al-Arabi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, had said, he says, this hadith has reached me. The one who recites La ilaha illallah 70,000 times will be forgiven. And the one for whom it is recited is also forgiven. Ya baat hai Madine ki. What a beautiful statement, dear viewers of Madine channel. He says, I had recited this kalima tayyiba, that amount of times, yani 70,000 times, but did not have any special intention at that time when I was reciting kalima tayyiba. He says, once I was invited for a meal with some friends, and one of the participants was also there, who was a youth at the time. So I asked him what happened, because he was crying as he was eating. Yani khana khane waqt wo nojawan rone laga. तब मैंने उनसे पूछा कि आप क्यों रो रहे हैं, व्हाई आर यू क्राइंग? सो ही सेज आई सी माय मदर फेसिंग पनिशमेंट. अल्लाहु अकबर. सो आई एट दैट मोमेंट गेव द रिवॉर्ड ऑफ द कलीमा दैट आई हैड रिसाइटेड टू हिज मदर, यानी आई मेड ईसा अलैहि सलाम. द यंग मैन स्माइल्ड एट वंस एंड सेड, या सय्यदी, आई नाउ सी माय मदर इन ए बेटर प्लेस. अल्लाहु अकबर, अल्लाहु अकबर. सो दिस ग्रेट पर्सनालिटी सेज, आई अफर्म द वैलिडिटी ऑफ दिस हदीथ फ्रॉम द स्पिरिचुअल इनसाइट ऑफ द यूथ. And I affirm the spiritual insight of the youth from the validity of this hadith, that when you ascend and you bestow the reward of this, not only the reciter will benefit, but to whom you have forwarded this thawab and reward will also benefit. Like in this case, the mother who was deceased of this young man, she had received the blessings of the virtues and the blessings of this kalima tayyiba, because he recited it 70,000 times and bestowed the reward of this recitation to the deceased mother of the young man, dear viewers. So did you see? Those who are alive are benefiting, and even those who passed on are still benefiting. This is the beauty of Islam. Kya baat hai Madine ki? Let's go back to the conversation, dear viewers of Madine channel. And the first aspect with regards to this conversation was with regards to remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah loves that banda who never forgets his creator. Why should we forget our creator? Whatever you have in your life, from the cars you drive, from the luxuries you may have, in whichever state you are kept, be happy with the decree of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Be happy with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You could have been in a worst condition. So if you follow the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, be appreciative and see those who are below you and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never be in the state of making nashukri and not being appreciative for all those blessings you have in your life by looking at those who are above you. This only happens when you see the blessings of those above you, what Allah has bestowed upon them, what they wear, where they live, how they live. And we are inspired by looking at their lives. I wish to live a life like him or like her. I'm not content with what I have. And a person becomes never appreciative towards those blessings. He complains about what situations he goes through. So this should never be the case, dear viewers of Madinah channel. Be happy, be contented with what Allah has blessed you with. You may not have that, but shukr to Allah for what I have, because those who are below me don't even have what I have in my life. You may have had breakfast this morning, you may have had lunch at this hour, but there are people out there who were not even afforded to have breakfast or lunch this morning, dear viewers. Shukr to Allah that you have not went to bed last night empty belly and empty stomach. Or I'll see around you on the very same planet, under the very same sky, who are taking the very same sunlight, are those who don't have nothing to eat, dear viewers. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all circumstances. Now, if you go back to that conversation, he says, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah Azza wa Jalla, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, who among your slaves is the most guided one?" So what Allah Azza wa Jalla said, the one who follows the guidance. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And who better than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam can do this, dear viewers? What a da'i. The one who calls towards the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Towards Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam provided guidance related to each facet of human life. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. During his farewell Hajj, dear viewers of Madinah channel, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered 4 sermons. Now, if you follow these speeches of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, pay attention to the prophetic words and advices by the Holy Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you would never go astray. You would know how to lead a good life on this planet. Umme Umama radiyallahu anhu relates that in the sermon, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Fear your Lord, perform the 5 salah, keep the fast in the month of Ramadan, pay your zakat of your wealth, pay the zakat on your wealth, and obey those in authority over you." The Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will then enter the paradise of your Lord. These are the basic things which a person has to do in life to lead and live a successful life. Trust me, dear viewers. Salah, zakat, fast in the month of Ramadan, obey those in authority. Subhanallah, the Prophet says, perform these actions and your Lord, your Rabb Azza wa Jal will admit you into the Jannah which he has promised. Subhanallah. So, After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking our Creator, the Prophet announced, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah indeed states, O people, the Prophet is saying, we have created you from one man and one woman. We have fashioned you into various nations and tribes so that you may recognize one another. Certainly, in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the most honorable of you is the one who possesses the most piety. Allahu Akbar. This speech of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had touched the hearts of all those that were present, dear viewers. The Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an Arab has no superiority over a non-Arab. And a non-Arab has no superiority over an Arab. The Prophet of Rahmah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said, nor does someone black have superiority over someone white. Nor does someone white have superiority over someone black, except on the basis of taqwa and piety, dear viewers. This is that statement which every corner of the world, dear viewers. And this is the very same statement upon which Islam is based. Equality in Islam. Not being unfair. This color that you have, the social status that you have, whether you have wealth or you don't have wealth, these various nature, tribes and cultures and different races that we have, dear viewers, all of this is only for one reason. لِتَعَارَفُ, as per the Quran, is only for us to recognize one another. But in reality, we are not judged by the color. We are not judged by our different various looks that we have. By beauty or non-beauty, this is never the yardstick of judgment and assessment. The standard of excellence is judged by taqwa, piety, fear for God that you have in your heart. There's someone who has nothing in his life. He doesn't drive a fancy car. He doesn't have a fancy home. But he has piety. He has taqwa. Thus, that person could be better than the one who has all the luxuries of this world. In the sight of the dunya, we judge people based on what they wear, where they live, what area they live in, what cars they drive, what backgrounds they come from, which families they hail from, whom they are married to, whether they are Urdu, whether they are Meman, whether they are Gujarati, whether they are Surti, whether they are what. All this matters to us, but in the sight of Allah, in akramakum, indallahi atqakum. Allah Azza wa Jalla is only judging you by the piety and taqwa you have. How much of fear you have for Him is what matters, dear viewers of Madani Channel, in order for you to be successful in this world. So, sanctity of property and life. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared, indeed, your blood, your properties, and your honor and sacred are sacred to one another, like the sanctity of his days, like the days of yours. All these, yani, the properties, the blood of a person, the honor, the izzat, these are those things which are sacred to one another, just like the sanctity of the days. He says, in this city of yours and in this month of yours, surely you will soon meet your Lord and He will ask you about your deeds. So, never have a dagger to stab your brother from behind. We make salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We assure the person to whom we greet that your honor, your blood, your wife and your children are haram upon me. Salam ka matlab yahi hota, you're giving guarantee of peace. I have greeted you with the opening greetings of peace in salam, assalamu alaikum. I have asked Allah to bestow peace upon you. Yani, whatever which is halal for you becomes haram for me. Your wife, your children, your wealth, your blood, your honor. Now it becomes wajib upon me to protect that, because I have given you guarantee of peace. From me, there is no harm to you. But unfortunately, as we make the salam, we cause harm to each other. As we promise the salam, when we make the salam, we promise to protect the honor and dignity of each other. It is violated instantly after making the salam, dear viewers. So this should not be the case. Allahu Akbar. Amr bin Ahwas relates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, be informed, you have specific rights over your woman. And they, yani the women, have specific rights over you. Our wives have rights, dear viewers. Give them their rights. Now what the Prophet says, if you fear God, if you fear Allah, and your tongue is moist with His dhikr, and you have taqwa and piety in your heart, you have the signs of sajda and prostration on your forehead. Now these are the things for you and I to do. Learn the rights of your family members so that they are not violated, because When you violate them, when you will break those rights, dear viewers, and cause harm to others, we are going to be accountable for this. This will remove us from the list of those who fear Allah. Because if you do really fear Him, you will make sure that you will not violate the rights of whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has protected or given guarantee to. He has made it obligatory upon us to complete or to follow those rights, dear viewers. Now He says, your rights over your woman include them not being unchaste. Protect their chastity, their honor, and to allow for whomever you dislike, and to not allow for whomever you dislike to enter your home. This is your house. The Prophet says, be informed, your woman have the rights to be fed and clothed well. Naan and nafqa, to make sure that you provide food for them and shelter them, clothe them. This is their right. This is your haq that you should do this for them, dear viewers. So there are rights which are exchanged. The woman has rights over the husband and the husband have rights over the woman. This should never be violated, dear viewers. What an important speech of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, dear viewers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Jabir bin Abdullah narrates radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah that while sitting on the camel, Aswa, the famous camel of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet of Allah azza wa jalla delivered a sermon on the day of Arafah. He says, O people, I am leaving among you that which if you hold to, you will never fall into misguidance. Kya baat hai Madini ki? And this is the very famous narration, the book of Allah azza wa jalla and my family, yani Ahlul Bayt. Kya baat hai? Sayyidi Ala Hazrat apne ashar ke zariye se yun farmate hain,
Ehle sunnat ka hai beeda paar ashab-e huzoor, Ehle sunnat ka hai beeda paar ashab-e huzoor, najm hai aur naam hai عطرت رسول اللہ کی نجم ہے نجم ہے اور ناؤ ہے عطرت رسول اللہ کی
Allahu Akbar. So if you do not ever want to fall into misguidance, dear viewers of Madani channel, we have the kalam of Allah, the hukum of Allah, the book of Allah, and we have the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. According to the narrations which are mentioned in other books, we have the Sahaba ikram alayhi muridwan as guiding stars, and we have the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which resembles the Ark of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. If you're on the ship, you need the Ark and you need the stars, dear viewers, to be guided to your destination. On this planet, if you want to be guided, the stars are the Sahaba, and the Ark to navigate through the difficulties of this world is the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hold fast onto them, dear viewers, and never leave the teachings, the pure teachings of Mustafa Jani Rahmah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And dear viewers, let's move on. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered a sermon on Yawmun Nahar, on the last day. Towards the end, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever is present should convey my message to those who are not present, as many times he who receives remembers better than the one who conveyed. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he says, many a times he who receives the message directly, yani directly, remembers it better than the one who conveyed the message. And this is the beauty of Islam once again. Ballighu anni walau ayah. This is the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that convey on my behalf, even if it is a single message, a verse, whatever you hear, whatever you learn, convey on behalf of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever you have understood, whatever you have learned, which is authentic, dear viewers. These are very important notes for us to take, dear viewers. May Allah Kareem grant us tawfiq to practice upon these Madani pearls. Live your life as a complete believer and Muslims. We should not imitate those people who have offended Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who have disobeyed the Creator and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From our face, from our looks, from our dressing to our actions, we should only imitate the Nabi of Allah, who is the most beloved
to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have read about his hairstyle, imitate that hairstyle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you have heard about his blessed dressing, his mubarak actions, his mubarak akhlaq, his mubarak and blessed ways of treating others, take lessons from that, take cognizance from a dear viewers and implement that in your life day in, day out and see the impact it makes on others. Firstly, on yourself. Because the zamana and the world is moving in a very fast pace and speed and we are unable to keep up to the pure teachings of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to hold fast onto this, dear viewers. Or else, Shaitan would ruin all our pious and virtuous deeds that we have performed for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, I do want to present another narration, which is mentioned by Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked after delivering a sermon, he says, "O people, when you are asked about me, what will you say?" So the Ashab said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will testify. You certainly conveyed the message, fulfilled the right and advised us." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then raised his Mubarak finger and mentioned, Dear Allah Azza wa Jal, be witness, be witness, be witness. He said this three times. Ya Allah, be witness that I have conveyed this message and they have accepted this message. So it is a very, very important message. Everything about this world and loving this world, it's dunya, it's the world. Thus it's called dunya, kyunki ye dil ke bada kareeb hai. Or we are too close to the world. Or it is more further away from barzakh. There are many reasons why Sufiyani Ikram have mentioned ise dunya kaha jata hai. Why is it called the world? Why is it called dunya? The one who loves the dunya is the one who has no home. The one who loves the wealth of this world is the one who has no wealth. Wo ghareeb bahut bada zyada ghareeb hai jise dunya se mohabbat ho. Usi ke paas kuch nahi hai. He is empty. And the one who has nothing, yani he has no love for the world, he has no desires for the world, he has no wishes for the world, he does not desire anything of the world, he is the one who has the biggest dawlat, dear viewers. Because it means he is in love with the akhirah. He is preparing for his akhirah. He is hoping and wishing to meet his Lord in such a state that he is clean and pure from sins, dear viewers. This should be the ultimate goal. Not the world, dear viewers. Not the dunya. It has never given anybody any happiness. And if you did receive any happiness, it is just temporary. Plan for the everlasting world. May Allah Kareem grant us full understanding, complete understanding, so that we could follow the pure teachings of Islam and we could learn those things which pushes us and throws us into depression, not gaining the world or not gaining that which you chase day in, day out, makes you fall into depression and anxiety. The fear of losing the wealth that you have right now. Ask yourself this question, am I waking up for Salatul Fajr because I love my Rabb, or I'm waking up for Salatul Fajr because I'm scared if I don't wake up for Salatul Fajr, my wealth will be gone. I would lose my wealth. Are you performing your namaz ba jama'at in the masjid because you fear the loss of wealth, or you do it because you fear your Rabb Azza wa Jal? It's a very important question to ask yourself to know where you stand in life as far as the love between you and your Rabb goes, dear viewers. These are those questions which a person should ask himself in order to gain qurb ilahi, closeness and nearness and proximity to his creator. Your life will change. The anxiety would leave the heart. The world is here to worry you. The world is something which will put you into difficulty and problem. Thus, this world is a place of test. It is a prison for a believer and a paradise for a non-believer. The children of today want to spend time out. They will enjoy life so much that after missing salah, they will have no feelings of that. No regret in the heart that my namaz time has elapsed. No. Because the dunya is that place which will give you so much of sweetness and mitas on the tongue that you would forget everything that takes you towards Allah Azza wa Jal. So remember, the hardships are placed around Jannah and desires are placed around the hellfire. What do you desire, dear viewers? Focus on the last sermon of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is truly a life changer. It is truly something which will touch your heart and you will have a new dimension in life, dear viewers. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. We have a lot of hopes for our children, our youth, especially. We always make dua. We ask others, make dua. My son becomes a hafiz. My son becomes an alim. Dear viewers, channel them in this direction, inshallah. You have, Allah's blessed you with awlad. Make them hafiz of the Quran. Make them ulama of this deen. Subhanallah. Your Da'wat Islami has many jami'as, many darul ulooms. Subhanallah. Especially these facilities that are in South Africa, in the UK, or in many other countries. Subhanallah. These facilities are there for you to send your kids to. Subhanallah. So that you could invest in yourself. This is your own investment. You make your son an alim. He is your investment for your akhirah. You will be crowned with honor on the day of judgment. He will be the reason for your intercession on the day of judgment, dear viewers of Madini channel. Subhanallah. How many more blessings have you ever heard about any other profession, whereas the risk and the sustenance of that profession is scattered around the earth? It is for the ulama. It is a guarantee of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you will be provided. And if you are not, it is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every one of us is going through this test, dear viewers. We have a beautiful kalam as usual, subhanallah. Every day in all our programs, we listen to the kalams of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We listen to Madani pearls as well. So for now, subhanallah, with regards to going to Madinatul Munawwara and seeing the beautiful city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, these are important aspects in life as well. So let's go and listen to this beautiful kalam, inshallah, azawajal. And when we do return after listening to this naat, we are going to continue with the next question which Allah azawajal was asked by Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, who among your slaves is the best in judgment? If you want to know the answer to this question which Allah Azza wa Jalla has given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, stay tuned with us until we do return. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.
Madine jaane walo jao jao fi amanillah. Madine jaane walo jao jao fi amanillah. Kabhi to apna bhi لگ جائے گا بستر مدینے میں نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو بلائیں گے تمہیں بھی ایک دن سرور مدینے میں سرور مدینے میں سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں آقا آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا اتنی کیوں معطر ہے بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا اتنی کیوں معطر ہے سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانا دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانا ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی بلا لو ہم غریبوں کو بلا لو اے میرے آقا میں آؤں آپ کے در پر کرم ہو اے میرے آقا
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا عجب گھڑی ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی آمین اللہم آمین یا رب العالمین May we all go to مدینة المنورہ and مکة المکرمہ زادہ اللہ شرفا و تعظیما Dear viewers, that was our respected and honorable beloved رکن شورا حاجی عبدالحبیب الطاری دامت برکاتہم العالیہ میں اللہ کریم bless us with Ziyarat al-Haramain Tayyibain and subhanallah may that day come when we can go to Madinatul Munawwara in such a way that we are accompanied or we are in the company of our Piro Murshid subhanallah keep making dua keep hoping for this dear viewers so if we go back to our conversation that we had commenced with subhanallah our discussion the dialogue between Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Rabb Allah azza wa jal another question with regards to a characteristic which he asked was who among your slaves is the best in judgment Allah azza wa jalla said the one who judges for people just as he would love to be judged himself kya baat you know dear viewers someone asked a person what's the easiest thing to do So the person said, to give advice. And he was asked, what is the most difficult thing to do? And he said, to practice that. Allahu Akbar. To act upon it. And in today's day and age, the easiest thing to do is to give advice. Bada aasan hai ki koi bhi aapke paas aaye aur aapse kuch kahe, to sabse bada kaam aur aasan kaam ye hai ki aap unse kuch kahe.
advise them, because advice everyone has. And the hardest thing to do is to act. Us par amal kare. Ye sabse bada kaam aur mushkil kaam hai, istiqamat. Now, if you focus on the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet says, none can become a perfect believer until he likes for his fellow brother what he likes for himself. This is the criterion set by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the sign of a complete mu'min, a complete believer, that you love for yourself what you love for others. You choose the best for yourself, and thus what you choose for yourself should be also for others. We should not enjoy the best and give the rest to others. Like we do when we have food. That what becomes stale and that which we don't eat after a day or two is what we give in charity for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Remember, the niyat is pleasure. Ki Allah humse razi ho jaye. Aur wo razi kis tarah hoga? Ki hum jo khana nahi khate, wo Allah ki bargah mein de rahe hain, ghareebon ko, fuqara ko. We have a shop, we have a shopping center, or we have a supermarket. Something has gone expired. Some drinks, some chocolate, some sweets, for example. And now that the date is expired, it's perhaps gone off. Let me give this as sadaqah. Accept it. We like to do things like that. And then we hope for barakah and blessings in our lives. The sign of a believer is that whatever he would choose for others, whatever he loved for himself is what he would love for others. And this was the tariqah and the style of our pious predecessors. Look at the blessed life of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. It's so famous about him that he would love to give sugar in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frequently. And someone asked him, Ya Sayyidi, why don't you give the value of the sugar instead of giving sugar in his path? And he says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. I mean, this verse of the Quran, which was revealed in the fourth chapter of the Quran, the very first verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla in this verse is speaking about attaining success, and a person can never attain true success until he does not give in the path of Allah what's beloved to him, what he likes. So to attain virtue, to attain success, to attain kamyabi, to become successful in this world, dear viewers, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spend in his path from that which Allah has given you. And especially, dear viewers, choose for others what you choose for yourself. Whether it is clothes, you give in his path. When it's torn, when it's no more in your use, and something that you cannot benefit from, after you have taken all the benefits from it, now when it's unbeneficial for any other person, that's when we will go and give that away and expect for goodness. We will expect for lots of rewards and sawab. This is the style of us, dear viewers. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, numerous examples from his life as well. Allahu Akbar, somebody blessed him. Somebody had woven, a woman had woven, a sahabiya had woven a tahban, a lower garment and a shawl, according to some narrations. And she presented it in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our beloved Aqa and Master, as his style was never to hurt the heart of any person. So he kept her heart by accepting this gift. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then used it on his blessed body. As he came amongst his sahaba, after dressing in that clothes which was gifted to him, a companion then instantly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may I have this new clothes which we have on your blessed body? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not hesitate. After that majlis, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went in his room. He changed into his old clothes and folded this new one and presented this to his companion who had asked him, Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar, without any delay, dear viewers. Something that you bought or something that you were gifted, something which you start liking suddenly, which is new, you have not made full use of it. Instantly to give this is so hard. But see from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beautiful example, he given this to this companion. And then others even asked and inquired from him, why did you not allow for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to use it for a longer period? And without any delay, he was just given this today and you have asked for it. This companion, according to the narration, mentioned, oh my friends, the reason to ask for this was only so that I could have this as my shroud and kafan when I leave this world. For the sake of nisbah and connection, devotion with the Prophet that I have in my heart, I wished for this clothes that he has worn on his blessed body. I wish for this to be my shroud. I want to be shrouded in this which was touching the blessed body of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's form this habit, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, that whatever we choose for ourselves, we should choose this for others, for the pleasure of our Rabb, Allah Azza wa Jal. The next question Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had asked his Rabb was, who among your slave is the most knowledgeable? What did Allah Azza wa Jal say to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? The one who is not satisfied and always has a thirst for knowledge and adds the knowledge of others to his own ilm and knowledge. Allahu Akbar. Look at the pious or the precious knowledge and our pious predecessors, dear viewers of Madani channel. Our pious predecessors undertook many struggles, faced many problems and withstood many difficulties in order to gather this knowledge and transmit it to us today. Allahu Akbar. This is what the Quran teaches us as well. That if you learn something, convey it to others. There should be a group of people that goes out to seek knowledge and come and teaches those group of people who don't have ilm and knowledge about this matter. From the glorious Quran Pak, Allah Azza wa Jalla states, translation from the Quran Pak, why should it not be that group from which each community goes out? Allah Azza wa Jalla has asked, why should it not be that a group from each community goes out that they may gain the understanding of the religion? And after and upon returning, warn their people in the hope that they may refrain. Allahu Akbar. So they should refrain from those things which they're not supposed to do, dear viewers. Allah Azza wa Jalla has asked this in the Holy Quran Pak, that why should not a group of people go from a certain community? They should go and seek ilm al-deen. And upon their return, when they come back to their community, teach others who have no knowledge about that. In order for this to happen, we as parents, we as a community should select our children who have done well or who are intelligent, mashallah, to go and seek the knowledge of Islam so that after the return, they could guide the nation, they could guide that community, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. This should be our niyyah, dear viewers of Madani channel. If you look at the tafsir and commentary of this verse, it is stated, beneficial knowledge can only be acquired through traveling. Traveling, dear viewers. Kaash hum apne bachcho ka zehen banayin ki unko travel karna pade, subhanallah, so that they travel, go out and seek ilm al-deen. As mothers out there, we want our children to be in our sight all times. But mothers should sacrifice and bring such children in the world who are motivated to go out and learn. Look at Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi alayh. Look at the courage of his mother who set him free to go and seek ilm al-deen. Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh had left for Baghdad Mu'alla from Jilan. What a mother that she allowed for her son to go and seek ilm al-deen. And the same Abdul Qadir says, I seeked ilm al-deen to such an extent that I became a kutub. Salam to that mother, subhanallah. Salams upon the sacrifice of the mother of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, who sacrificed to this extent. We would not even allow for our children to go even a few kilometers to seek ilm al-deen. Let me tell you, dear viewers, in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, a person cannot attain many masteries in knowledge, attain any mastery in any field of ilm and knowledge as long as he does not travel in order to acquire it. It is written in the Tafsir of the Quran Pak. So many companions traveled, dear viewers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu traveled from Madinatul Munawwara to Egypt in order to listen to one hadith. Do you know this journey? It's a month's travel, dear viewers. But when he arrived there, he heard this hadith from Sayyidina Abdullah bin Unais Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. 1 month's journey for one hadith. Today we are unable to even stick for more than a minute listening to a hadith, even via social media, dear viewers. The nafs find this so hard, but hours of other entertainment, jokes and laughters could go on for weeks and for days and for months. It never gets us tired. These are those companions to just learn, qala qala Rasulullah, what did my beloved Rasul say? They would travel for 1 month and 2 months and many other countries. A companion of the beloved Rasul, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, traveled to Egypt. He traveled to Egypt so that he could listen to a hadith from Hazrat Sayyidina Uqba bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A great tabi'i, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyab radiallahu anhu, states, I would travel for many days in order to hear just one hadith. Imam Ghazali states in his book, dear viewers, Allahu Akbar. Our Imam, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, he would join the circle of jurists of his time, Sayyidina Hammad rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, whereas he acquired the ilm and knowledge of jurisprudence, dear viewers. He, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he also took many journeys to Makkatul Mukarrama, Madinatul Munawwara, to Basra. Our own Imam, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, even traveled to Basra to seek ilm-e-deen. Subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal devoted himself to the science of hadith. And where did he travel to? At the age of 15. He traveled to Baghdad to listen to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They bore many difficulties to travel, dear viewers, but they did not let anything come their way. They sought ilm-e-deen, dear viewers, to guide the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They went to Kufa, Basra, Sham, Yemen, Haramain, Tayyibain. I mean, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala, he also took a journey by sea for the purpose of seeking ilm-e-deen. Hadith Sayyidina Ya'qub bin Ishaq rahmatullahi ta'ala states, my father and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal undertook a journey by sea in the pursuit of knowledge and ilm. He's saying during the journey, their ship was even damaged. Allahu Akbar. But they did not leave, not traveling. Rather, they traveled by foot, but made sure they reached their destination to learn ilm-e-deen. Many, many, many examples can be given, dear viewers. And now we have come right to the end of our program. Subhanallah. This motivation should be within us that you want to become someone big in life. It's very important that we learn and we study the Islamic history. Teach our children Islamic history and knowledge. And at the end, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah azza wa jalla. Allah azza wa jalla, he asked, who among your slaves is the most honorable? Allah azza wa jalla said, the one who forgives when he has power over others. Forgiveness is very, very important, dear viewers. Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem said, when you gain power over your enemy to take revenge on him, forgive him as a gratitude for him. Allahu Akbar. The entire victory of Makkatul Mukarrama that the Muslims gained is before your sight. Look at the seerat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how he forgave his bitter enemies after 10 years. Though he went to oppression for 13 years in Makkatul Mukarrama, they did not leave the Muslims even in Madinatul Munawwara, and they cause harm and taklif even in Medina. But when the Muslims gained victory, how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave those people and they came into the fold of Islam. This is the message of Islam, which is peace, harmony, to love others for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to help others, dear viewers of Madani Channel, to adopt taqwa and piety, to choose for others what you love for yourself. This is the teachings of Islam. These few characteristics which we have learned today, Allah Kareem hame amal ki tawfiq ata farmaye. And this was the prophetic story which we have elaborated upon, dear viewers. We hope, inshallah, azza wa jalla, we will make amal upon that. Keep reciting durood and salawat upon Rasooli Akram, Nuri Mujassam, Shahi Bani Adam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will return once again. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.